Campfire with deep, premeditated lines, with written pamphlets studiously devised. Country of Gloucester, if thou canst accuse or aught intends to lay unto my charge, do it without invention, suddenly, as I with sudden and extemporal speech purpose to answer what thou canst object.
Presumptuous priest! This place commands my patience, or thou should find thou hast dishonored me. Think not, although in writing I prefer the manner of thy vile, outrageous crimes, that therefore I have forged, or am not able verbatim to rehearse my method penned. No, prelate, such is thy audacious wickedness, thy lewd, pestiferous, and dissentious pranks, as very infants prattle of thy pride. Thou art a most pernicious usurer, froward by nature, enemy to peace, lascivious, wanton more than well beseems a man of thy profession and degree. And for thy treachery, what's more manifest in that thou laidst a trap to take my life, as well as London Bridge's at the Tower? Besides, I fear me, if thy thoughts were sifted, the king, thy sovereign, is not quite exempt from envious malice of thy swelling heart.
Gloucester, I do defy thee. Lords, vouchsafe to give me hearing what I shall reply.
Aye.
If covetous, ambitious, or perverse as he will have me, how am I so poor?
Ha!
How hath it that I seek not to advance or raise myself, but keep my wonted calling? And for dissension, who preferreth peace more than I do?
Except I be provoked.
No, my good lord, it is not that offends. It is not that that hath incensed the duke. It is because no one should sway but he. No one but he should be about the king. And that engenders thunder in his breast and makes him roar these accusations forth. That he shall know I am of good.
As good? Thou bastard of my grandfather!
My lord me, sir. And what are you, I pray, but one imperious in another's throne?
Am I not protector, saucy priest?
Am not I a prelate of the church?
Yes, as an outlaw in a castle keeps, and useth it to patronage his theft.
Unreverend Gloucester.
Thou art reverend, touching thy spiritual function, not thy life.
Rome shall remedy this.
Rome thither, then.
My lord, it were your duty to forbear.
Methinks my lord should be religious and know the office that belongs to such.
Methinks his lordship should be humbler. It fitteth not a prelate so to plead.
Yes, when his holy state is touched so near.
State holy or unholy, what of that? Is not his grace protected to the king?
Plantagenet, I see, must hold his tongue. Lest it be said, speak, sirrah, when you should. Must your bold verdict enter talk with lords? Else would I have a fling at Winchester.
Uncles of Gloucester and of Winchester, special watchmen of our English weal, I would prevail, if prayers might prevail, to join your hearts in love and amity. What a scandal is it to our crown that two such noble peers as ye should jar? Believe me, lords, my 10 years can tell, civil dissension is a viperous worm that gnaws the bowels of the Commonwealth.
An uproar, I dare warrant, begun through malice of the bishop's men.
Oh, good lord, and virtuous Henry, pity the city of London, pity us. The bishop and the Duke of Gloucester's men, forbidden late to carry any weapon, have filled their pockets full of pebble stones, and banding themselves in contrary parts, do pelt so fast at one another's pate that many have their giddy brains knocked out. Our windows are broke down in every street, and we, for fear, compelled to shut our shops.
We charge you on allegiance to ourselves to hold your slaughtering hand and keep the peace.
Say, Uncle Gloucester, mitigate this strife.
Nay, if we be forbidden stones, we'll fall to it without a taste.
Do what you dare, we are as resolute.
Do up my house, leave it, leave it, all, and set this unaccustomed fight aside.
My lord, we know your grace to be a man just and upright, and for your royal birth inferior to none. But to his majesty, fear that we will suffer such a prince. So kind a father of the Commonwealth to be disgraced by an inconstant mate. We and our wives and children all will fight and have our bodies slaughtered by thy foes.
I have the very tearings of our nails shall pitch the field when we are dead.
And I say I shall! And if you love me, as you say you do, let me persuade you to forbear a while.
This sword doth afflict my soul. Can you, my Lord of Winchester, behold my sighs and tears and will not once relent? Who should be pitied but if you be not? Or who should study to prefer a peace if holy churchmen take delight in broils?
My Lord Protector, yield! Yield, Winchester, except you mean with obstinate repulse to slay your sovereign and destroy the realm.
He shall submit, or I will never yield.
Compassion on the king commands me, stoop. But I will see his heart after the priest should ever get that privilege of me.
Behold, my Lord of Winchester, the Duke hath banished moody, discontented fury, and by his smoothed brows it disappears. I look you still so stern and tragical.
Here, Winchester, I offer thee my hand.
Aye, Uncle Beaufort, I have heard you preach that malice was a great and grievous sin. Will you not maintain the thing you teach, but prove a chief offender in the same?
For shame, my Lord of Winchester, relent!
What shall a child instruct you what to do?
Well, Duke of Gloucester, I will yield to thee. Love for thy love, and hand for hand I give.
Aye, but I fear me with a hollow heart. See here, my loving friend and countryman! This token serveth as a flag of truce betwixt ourselves and all our followers. So help me God, as I dissemble not.
So help me God, as I intend it not.
Loving uncle, kind Duke of Gloucester, how happy am I made by this contract. Away, my masters, trouble us no more, but join in friendship as your lords have done.
Conscience, out of the surgeons.
So will I.
And I will see what physic the tavern affords.
Accept this scroll, most gracious sovereign, which in the right of Richard Plantagenet we do exhibit to your majesty.
Well urged, my lord of Warwick. Forsooth, prince, and if your grace mark every circumstance, you have great reason to do Richard right. Especially for those occasions at Eltham Place, I told your majesty.
Those occasions, uncle, were of force. Therefore, my loving lords, our pleasure is that Richard be restored to his blood.
Let Richard be restored to his blood. So shall his father's wrongs be recompensed.
Aye!
As will the rest, so will it Winchester.
If Richard will be true, not that alone, but all the whole inheritance I give that doth belong unto the House of York, from whence you spring by lineal descent.
Thy humble servant vows obedience and humble service to the point of death.
Stoop then and set your knee against my foot. And in regarding of that duty done, I girt thee with the valiant sword of York. Rise, Richard, like a true Plantagenet, and rise, created princely Duke of York.
And so thrive, Richard, as thy foes may fall. And as my duty springs, so perish they that grudge one thought against your majesty.
Welcome, High Prince, the mighty Duke of York.
Perish, base prince, ignoble Duke of York.
Now will it best avail your majesty to cross the seas and to be crowned in France. The presence of a king engenders love amongst his subjects and his loyal friends as it disanimates his enemies.
Gloucester says the word, King Henry goes. A friendly counsel cuts off many foes.
Your ships already are in readiness.
Aye, we may march in England or in France, not seeing what is likely to ensue. This late dissension grown betwixt the peers burns under feigned ashes of forged love and will at last break out into a flame as festered members rot but by degree till bones and flesh and sinews fall away. So will this base and envious discord breed. And I fear that fatal prophecy that in the time of Henry, named the Fifth, was in the mouth of every sucking babe. that Henry, born at Monmouth, should win all, and Henry, born at Windsor, lose all, which is so plain that Exeter doth wish his days may finish ere that.